Hello, and welcome to Zacks Shopping for Stocks. I'm your host, Maddie Johnson, editor here at Zacks. Today is August 22nd, and today I want to talk to you about Target, or Target, as some consumers like to refer to the big box store. I sometimes refer to Target as Target. But last week, the retailer reported impressive second quarter financial results, surpassing the Zacks consensus estimate on both the top and bottom lines. And notably, Target reported same-store sales growth at locations open at least a year of 1.3%. Traffic, too, was looking good, growing 2.1%, and comparable digital sales rose 32% from the prior year period. This quarter showed that more people are shopping in Target stores and on Target.com. Though e-commerce still remains quite a small share of its business, accounting for just 4.3% of total sales this quarter. In particular, Target's website has annual sales of roughly $2.5 billion, trailing way behind companies like Walmart, Amazon, Best Buy, and even Macy's and Nordstrom. So, taking all of this into account, what is Target doing that made it have this kind of incredible quarter? Well, a vital part of the company's increasing success these past few quarters has been due to its private label brands, which Target executives mentioned on their call with analysts. Cloud Island, the baby brand that Target launched in May, generated double-digit comparable sales growth in the quarter, which is absolutely incredible. And kids' apparel brand, Cat & Jack, reached $2 billion in sales just 1 year after its launch. And this fall, the company is debuting four more private label brands, such as women's apparel brand A New Day, menswear line Goodfellow & Co., homewares brand Project 62, and athleisure brand JoyLab. And overall, Target is going to double down in this strategy, with plans to launch 12 new brands over the next 18 months. According to a recent note by Barclays, in-house brands that Target is pushing so heavily have been, quote, dominating retail recently. Retailers are now more willing to invest in store brands because the stigma of generic goods has lifted. Neil Saunders, who is a managing director at Global Data, agrees. In a note to investors, he cites Target's many private label brands, writing, "Not only are these brands credible and compelling, but they are also helping to differentiate Target from rivals." And that right there is key. Looking at the grand scheme of things, Target was getting completely overshadowed by its direct brick-and-mortar rival Walmart and everyone's e-commerce rival Amazon. The company has been, and arguably it still is, struggling to deliver consistent comparable sales and traffic growth. But these brands are helping Target reach steady, healthy growth in these areas in both stores and on its website. Target is also rapidly opening up small format stores, with a focus on dense urban areas and locations near college campuses, in addition to testing different types of delivery services and fulfillment options. This quarter in particular, and the moves the retailer has made recently, demonstrates that Target can still be a viable retail competitor. So while Walmart is boosting its digital portfolio, and Amazon is trying to get into the grocery business, cough, cough, Whole Foods, cough, cough, Target is solidifying its broad range of in-house, consumer-friendly brands, something its two main rivals have yet to really establish. Even looking at the past, Target is known for collaborating with high-profile designers like Victoria Beckham, Jason Wu, Missoni, Alexander McQueen, and even skate snowboarding star Shaun White. And with a portfolio like this, it's not really hard to understand why its private label brands have been so popular. Target's consumers trust both the design and the quality level of the labels. And with focused marketing and in-store signage that emphasize low prices, what's not to love? Target is back. So I think that does it for today's episode of Shopping for Stocks. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you think I missed anything or you have a topic in mind you think should be covered, shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. You can also check out all of our other exclusive audio content at zacks.com/podcast. And remember to subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. Thanks for joining, and I'll see you next time on the Zacks Shopping for Stocks podcast.